Fred Film Radio from Cannes Film Festival, France.
Hello, good evening. Here is Rita Di Santo. I'm the host of Global Critics Cannes Voices. And we are on, you're listening to Fred Film Radio. And we are very close to La Croisette. And I'm here today with a splendid colleague from Beirut.
Hello, my name is Shafiq Tabbara. I'm a film critic from Beirut, Lebanon. I write for Al-Akhbar newspaper in Beirut and Fasla magazine in KSA.
We would like to talk about three movies today.
Okay.
In competition. Very strong titles. Mulan by Laszlo Nemes, Hungarian filmmaker. And then Paweł Pawłowski, Fatherland. And last one is Hope. So let's start from Mulan. Laszlo Nemes, Mulan, uses a French fascist and opposition leader from the past as an allegory. But the real fight is Hungary today. A story about how easily freedom gets contested when authoritarianism starts creeping back. I have to say it's a brutal, deliberate and made to unsettle you.
And actually, what is interesting first with Mulan is the screening of it. They said that they will screen the movie in 35mm. And this is what gave most of the movie its power. Because this kind of, like, 35mm, this kind of cinema and the film, it puts you directly into the zone of what was happening during the German occupation to Paris. And Jean Moulin, the head of the resistance of French. The interesting thing, too, is that we can say is this movie can be two-part movie. The first part is what Moulin is trying to do and what Moulin is, how he is trying to build the resistance as head of the resistance and what he is trying to fight the Germans. The second part of the movie, which is interesting, is when he go to jail by mistake, let's say, and the torture. What happened during his time in the jail and all the tortures that he went through during this prison time, and the powerful thing is when he doesn't say anything about the plans of the resistance while he is in jail, and this is what gives the movie its part. And I don't want to spoil it to anyone, but the last scene of the movie is just splendid. It's just perfect.
Yes, I think I have to say that I discovered Laszlo Nemes here in Cannes with Son of Saul.
That's a great movie.
Very, very, it was an incredible movie, and I remember that you got only the Fibreschi Prize. And then after Sunset, it was great. Oh. I was a bit disappointed about The Orphan.
The Orphan, yeah, it was in Berlin, I guess. Oh, no, it was in Venice, as
yeah,
I
it
remember.
Was in Venice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't as quite as powerful as...
But it's
as,
like yeah. Here, it's like we have Laszlo Nemes at full power.
Yeah, right here, yeah.
Really intelligent
exactly. Yeah,
movie,
yeah,
and clever movie. There is so much tension
exactly.
Inside. What I like is about how we describe these two leaders. One is the leader of the opposition, and one of the is the leader of the fascist regime.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are so... fascinating figure. It's like you understand how somebody in power can be like a magnet.
Yeah, these both characters are not identical in a way, but the actors that he made, he played a German officer, if you want to say, he was so powerful. You can feel and you can see the evil in his eyes and the evil in what he is trying to do. And the opposite, Jean Moulin, and the same Jean Lelouch, the actor, he has this soft part of it, which is more or less we don't know about him. What, and this is great that the movie show it.
But it's very strong. It's about standing up against authoritarianism.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's not like we have seen before this kind of topics, but here it's very original.
It is because the way of the shooting, I guess, because of the 35 millimeter, I guess, and the way, and the cinematographer is just brilliant, and he is always working with Laszlo, and the way the movie was shot, and the way the editing at the same time was amazing. So I guess this too pushes the movie way beyond.
Yeah, but it's very good because the aesthetic is very great. It's amazing. I'm thinking like sunset. After Son of Soul, I felt this incredible, talented way to create images. And so it's like the aesthetic was very good there. But then the soul of the movie was a bit lost in The Orphan, with too much aesthetic. And here, as you said, the last scene reminds me so much
of The Son of Saul. Yeah.
Of The Son of Saul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because the aesthetic is really good, and this, because it's both working together. In The Orphan, it wasn't the both working together at the same time. The story was a little bit fell out of something. But right here with Moulin, because the aesthetic and the image of the movie plus the story, it's quite brilliant.
Also, I think that it's very, they are very well written, the characters playing around.
Yeah.
There is one of them, I'm not going to say who it is, but when he goes to prison, he doesn't say anything.
Yes.
But at the end, he's back there, and you see his expression.
Yeah.
And then you understand in which side is. So I like this really precise description of each character
as
alive.
And without saying too much. And this is what gives the movie its power, that not all the characters say. Even John Moulin doesn't say a lot of things during the movie. It says what he has to say, and even the other character just say what they want to say. This is way enough. We don't need much for them to say a lot, because we understand and we can see it.
Okay, so let's crack the next movie that we want to talk about, which is another European filmmaker, and I love him because he lives in the UK, and we really treasure him. He's like we fight with the Polish, because a friend of mine, she says, no, he's a Polish director. It's like, no, he's a British director. We gave the money, and he works in the UK. So anyway, I'm talking about Paweł Pawlowski, which is another great movie, Fatherland. Incredible German actress Sandra Hüller. So it's the story of it's not a biopic, but it's inspired by
true event.
Thomas Mann,
when he went back to Germany.
Yeah. So I love his work, because he takes history and makes it feel immediately like a warning.
Yeah, I really like about this movie, it's and all the movie of Pawlikowski is the simplicity of it. And he can deliver like years in just like an hour or 80 minutes. This movie was 80 minutes and a little bit more. And this simplicity was what he's doing, and the black and white of his movies from Ida till Cold War, and right now this one, the black and white. He always know how to use black and white, and he always know how to use scenario and the dialogue in its movie. And this movie is just the relation between the father and the daughter, and at the same time the absent brother of them, and at the same time the both German, the West and the East German, and the American and the Soviet German, and which is and the thing is, well, like for man as he doesn't know where he belongs, and he wants to belong to Germany, but each Germany wants him to them, and this is what made the movie is it's power, because it's more or less philosophical, because he's talking about Goethe, he's talking about Marx, he's talking about Schopenhauer. There is a lot of things going on in just a small time, which is brilliant.
I was asking myself, is the movie about Thomas Mann? I was like, no.
No, it's not.
It's about his daughter. And then I said, at the beginning, I thought, yes, it's about his daughter. Then I said, no, it's about Klaus.
Yeah.
The son commits suicide.
Yeah, exactly. It's started with the movie, and this is what the conversation between the daughter and Klaus in the first of the movie. It set the tone of the movie, and then we go from there. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, and I think it's a kind of movie that after the titles, the credits, stays with you a lot, especially.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know, but his face, the actor, and Sandra Hüller, and then as you said, this absence of the son that commits suicide, and then you ask why. So Thomas Mann is an horrible man, he's an horrible father.
Yeah.
Or it's like a time in history. It's almost a microcosm of it was like when humanity was really facing something really tragic, and maybe this young son, he felt it's like almost impossible to create a future, because his father is like his daughter accuses his father not to be able to leave the time. You know, she accused him, you are a man that lives in the past. You talk as a man living in the past. You know, it's like this impossibility to build a future.
Yeah, and the movie is talking about, like, man, he's talking about the future of Germany. He wanted one Germany. He doesn't want two Germany. And he said it in... But for him was... it's not even like back then when Germany was two. He wasn't thinking like we can do one Germany. But in the same time, he's all his movie was saying like he wanted to unit Germany and be just one. And this is what part of the movie which is great, when he just take. And this is the power of Pavlikovsky, when he take the political element, the family element, and of course the death and life and everything happen between, which is, and he blend it all together in just like half an hour and a half or even less, which is perfect, which is amazing. It was a great start for the festival, actually.
Great. So last movie that we are talking about is completely different.
Yeah, it's and completely different from everything we have ever saw in Cannes. It was crazy.
A courageous entry in the competition.
Yeah.
The title is Hope, and the director is from South Korea.
Yeah, Hope for Na Hong Jin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a crazy film. It's monsters. It's Godzilla-like. It's science fiction. It's blood, death, like insane laugh. You just like you laugh a lot during watching it, and at the same time, there's a lot of killing in it, and it's just everywhere. The movie is everywhere, and you just enjoy it. It's like 2 hours and a half. You are just enjoying.
Yeah, it's really entertaining.
It's entertainment. It's blockbusters, and I'm sure it will be a sequel. Like as from the end of the movie, it's like. Telling you in indirect ways that it will be a sequel, and I'm pretty sure this movie, when it goes out in cinemas, it will be a huge success, especially in States and even in Europe. I'm pretty sure about this.
It's already a cult.
Yeah, it is actually. It is a cult. I'm a big fan. From right now, I'm a big fan of it. Yeah.
So many moments in the movie that's really fun and so much.
The laugh and even the silly jokes. You just laugh on the silly jokes because the contest of the joke during this, all the killing and all the monster is just great.
And we love this police car running.
Yeah. Exactly. The first hour of the movie is insane. And the first hour, the chasing in the first hour of the movie, all the first hour, it's just like a whoa. And you experience it. After the first hour, everyone in the movie just clapped because it's what we saw is something really crazy and really good, really well made.
And the monster looks so real.
Yeah, exactly. And the look of them, it's just like... it's more or less they look like the monster of Frankenstein of Del Toro in Venice last year. More or less it looks like it, but it's great. And even the CGI is good.
I was thinking actually Del Toro, because I'm thinking always is a fight between Cannes and Venice. It's like always Cannes say we can do better.
Exactly. Right now he's doing better.
And what I like about the monsters that it's so human, so it's like has feelings.
Exactly. Of course, we didn't know. Yeah, and we didn't know why they are. While they are there in the earth, let's say, but they are searching for something, and they have feelings, they have families, and they are searching for each other, and they want to save each other, which is their right, let's say.
It's also allegory. I can see there an allegory because I don't know, maybe because it's South Korea, and they can have an invasion.
Anytime
they can have a monster, so like get ready and fight.
Exactly.
But also I like the movie because it's so the details of the crash in the house is so well made.
Yeah, it's really well made. The movie is really, really just well made, and I even tell. A fellow friend I told him after we got out from the movie, like, this movie can put Avatar in its pocket. It's way better than Avatar,
actually.
I can't wait for the people to see it in IMAX, big screen with the great sound system. People will just enjoy it.
I'm thinking it's better than King Kong. It's something
We didn't even expect something like this in Cannes, which is great. It's a great surprise.
I'm thinking it would be a challenge for the jury because you have Paul Laverty, screenwriter.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it will win something. I really hope it will be. It will be great.
It would be interesting to see if he got some prize.
I don't know if they have if they give him a movie effect or sound or something. It would work.
Anyway, thank you so much. It was so enjoable, this conversation.
Thanks
to give me your time.
Thank you.
And for this chat, I hope you can come back on our program.
Yes, of course.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So we run to see another movie. What's your next one?
Christian Mengu, Afjord.
Very long.
Yeah. There's a long movies in Cannes. There's a lot of long movies.
Lots of long movies we have.
Yeah. And Hamaguchi, it was 3 hours and a half. And this movie, Hope, it's 2 hours and a half.
I'm going to see The Station. Have you heard about The Station?
The Station, the Yemeni one. I didn't see it yet, but I will watch it before.
Pedro Station run by women.
Yes.
This is really looking forward.
I hope it's good.
I always love to work in a Pedro Station.
I hope you will enjoy it.
Maybe we can have a glass of champagne before going to our I said in Venice every festival has a drink.
Yes, and in Venice it will be always the
Aperol Spritz, Berlin a beer, and here is champagne. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.